report. We will move on. River otter season summary. We have Alex Solem with us. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Madam Chair. I'll share my screen here quick, and we will get started. All right, are folks able to see my first PowerPoint slide?
Yes.
All right. Well, good morning, Commission members, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling. As I was introduced, my name is Alex Solem. I'm actually our senior upland game biologist, and I'm located in the Huron office. And today I'm going to go over the 2022 river otter season summary. So we finished that up just a little over a month ago. Oop. Gotta love technology. Let's see if this works a little bit better. All right, did you get to the second slide there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just for a few folks on the commission and in the room there that might not be familiar with the season structure, the river otter hunting and trapping season starts November 1st at sunrise. Folks are able to put their traps out there. We had a harvest limit of 20 individuals for the course of the season. The season would run until December 31st if it took that long to get that number of individuals. But obviously, in setting a harvest limit, the season would essentially end once the 20th otter was caught with the 24-hour grace period. There's one trapper, hunters and trappers need to have a fur bearer license in order to participate in the season. And the individual limit for those individuals is one fur bearer or one otter per fur bearer license holder per season. And like I kind of mentioned a little bit, there is a 24-hour reporting period where once the 24-hour or once the individual actually catches or finds the otter in their trap, they have 24 hours to call an initial check line. And then from there, that individual's take down a little bit of information where they caught it, how they caught it, what type of license they had, their license number, all that sort of stuff. And then they're given information to then check in the animal within 5 days at one of the five designated GFP offices. Those are located in Aberdeen, Webster, Watertown, Brookings, and Sioux Falls. That person ended up harvesting that otter then contacts some designated contacts in that those offices, and they set up a time for that individual to come in, check in their otter, receive their CITES tag, as well as we ask them a few questions, kind of a mini harvest survey, if you will, to get a little bit more information on the season, since this is only the third season that we've had in modern times for river otters in the state. Just kind of a breakdown of the season that we just had. The 20th river otter was harvested on November 13th. We give folks a 24-hour trap check time grace period. So it officially ended on November 14th, and the final total of otters harvested in South Dakota was 21. The bottom figure there indicates the counties that are open for hunting and trapping of river otters. So it's generally just the easternmost tier of counties in eastern South Dakota. So one of the big things that we always stress, obviously, with our department staff and things like that, is communication. Nick and his staff do a great job of doing press releases, letting folks know that the otter season is up and running or about to be up and running. And since we do have a harvest limit, one of the important things that we have to express to folks is kind of updates on when seasons closes, when the season closes and that sort of stuff to make sure that we, don't go over our harvest limits, or limit the extra catches that we get as much as we can, keep our hunters and trappers informed. So that includes press releases, website updates, and that sort of stuff. We also have a river otter harvest hotline, which is a number that folks can call, and it's updated, on a basis as, when otters come in. And we do get a lot of traffic with that. It comes into the Huron office, and I can hear it in the background during the season, so folks are definitely utilizing that. Like I said, we have a reporting phone number, where we do collect the general harvest information, and then the carcass registration with designated staff, and as well, we go into a little bit more detailed information collected on those individuals, as well as information on our website. You can see the bottom picture there that we, you know, try to give folks, you know, multiple ways of checking and keeping track of this season and knowing when it's initiated and when it's actually closed. Kind of one of the cool things that wonderful GIS staff that we have is we developed this online dashboard so folks can actually go to our website and have kind of a visual representation on, you know, when otters were harvested, where otters were harvested, and how many are left, you know, within the constraints of the harvest limit. So this is actually from 2022. You know, I obviously, being in charge of the management of these critters, I check it on an annual basis, but it's just kind of a cool visual representation that I'm sure a lot of folks, you know, utilize to keep track. So getting into the specifics for this 2022 season, I just kind of put a map up here of just the general locations that most of these individuals were harvested. You can see a list there of the counties that these individuals were harvested in. You know, most of them are harvested in Roberts, Moody, and Dual County. That's not too surprising. If I were to overlay a map of, you know, the Big Sioux in particular, which starts near Watertown and then runs down through Sioux Falls, to the southern border of our state, a lot of those harvests are occurring along the Big Sioux. That's again not very surprising. We did have a good cluster of individuals harvested up in Roberts County, and there's some pretty decent watersheds that flow from South Dakota to Minnesota up there, so there's some pretty decent otter habitat. Looking at the just harvest statistics individually, you can see there the harvest date. We don't get a ton of harvests, obviously, on the first couple days of the season. Folks set out traps. You know, it's kind of a wait and see type aspect. But we do have some folks that you know, are probably pretty good trappers out there. So we do see a little bit of influx, you know, kind of as the season progresses. And then it's just kind of a waiting game, and you know, people adjusting their traps and you know, moving them to better areas and all that sort of stuff. But that's just kind of a breakdown of how many otters were caught per day through the duration of the season. All in all, we had, out of the 21 individuals that were harvested, we had 11 males and 10 females. One of the questions that we do ask individuals when we check in these otters is whether or not they targeted that species in particular. We wanted to know the general interest of the constituents out there that are purchasing or going after these critters. And as you can see, a vast majority of them actually were targeting otters. We did have a few folks that maybe set the trap for muskrats. Obviously, beavers are kind of a big incidental. One of those species where if you're trapping beaver, you know, in an area where there's otters, there's always the chance that, you know, you can get an incidental catch with an otter. And then also a raccoon trap. For the folks that actually targeted the otters, we asked them how many traps that they set with the intention of catching an otter, and then how many total nights that they trapped. That way we can kind of get a catch per unit effort per se that we can track over time and see, you know, kind of see what the level of interest is and how easy it is or how hard it is to catch an otter through the course of the seasons that as we're progressing. I will note that the average number of trap sets and trap nights in the targeted species did exclude one otter that was shot down in Union County. So that's just the asterisk there. So what's next? We have a great staff. Nick Markle up in Webster and Rachel Gardner down in Sioux Falls are resource biologists in Region 3 and Region 4, and they were right on the ball this year. They completed necropsies, and this is something that we do with every otter that we get in, whether it be an incidental roadkill or a harvested individual. They were right on the ball, got it done in early December. We track reproductive attributes, age, other physical attributes that we have from, kind of not only our historical records, but, you know, what we're doing now. On a constant basis, we're always evaluating information collected from these carcasses, such as reproductive attributes, and things like that. We're obviously going to continue our long-term monitoring program, our stream surveys. I've presented to the commission sometime in the past year. I can't remember off the top of my head about the stream surveys and how we complete those and what kind of our goals for that long-term monitoring plan is. And then in addition to that, we are also looking into adding some otter-specific questions to our fur bearer harvest survey. That way we can get an idea of, you know, what is the general interest from our trapper constituents out there, you know, on a statewide basis. And with that, I can certainly take any questions.
Very good. Any questions from the commissioners? Looks like there are no questions. Very good report, Alex. Thank you for putting all of that together for us.
Thank you, Madam.